Dick saluted her.
Naturally, ma'am. Call of duty and all that, you know. Oh, Corks, does that mean we'll miss a decent spot of scoff, what?
Ambrovina reminded him sternly.
What would you rather do? Sit here stuffing your face or go to the assistance of your comrades?
The tubby young hare shrugged.
I know what I'd like to jolly well do, but I also know what I've blooming well got to do. Forward the buffs, true blue and never fail. On to Redwall. Post haste.
Mumsy threw a few things into a small flour bag.
Here now, take these to help you on your way. Tis only an old chestnut mushroom bake and a bite of blackberry tart, but 'twill keep you going.
Diggs grabbed the bag.
Grateful to you, ma'am. But what about those little blighters?
The motherly waterfall smiled fondly at the young ones.
Ah, don't fret your fur about the babbies. They'll come to no harm with me. Sure, I'd keep them for good if I could. Just do what you've got to do, then send for them whenever 'tis safe to do so. Go now, and may kind breezes be ever at your backs, and fortune smile kindly on you.
Ambrovina was immediately off, though Diggs lingered a moment as Mumsy told her young guests what she was planning for their lunch.
Right, me little darlings, how you fancy a honey nut tart with hot arrowroot sauce, some raspberry cordial, and a fine old bowl of apple and pear crumble.
Diggs gritted his teeth as he climbed to the bank top.
Lucky blighters. Serves them right if they scoff too flippin' much and end up with tummy ache, what?
Ambrovina had to wait for Diggs to catch up.
Which way to Redwall?
He took the lead.
Follow me, Ambriel Gell. By the left, though. You look jolly keen for a crack at the vermin, what?
Keeping hot on his footpaws, the badger maid hastened him on.
I just want to catch up with those who murdered my friend Flandor. Can't you go any faster?
The gluttonous hare fed on pourfuls of food from the flour bag as he panted forward.
You've probably heard that hares are built for speed. Well, not this blooming chap, I can tell you. My pal Buck can deal with the vermin until we arrive. He's a blade master, you know. There's him, Django, Skipper, Axtel, Bartich, and absolute scads of Gowsin shrews and useful redwallers. They're sure to keep a firm paw on things till we arrive. I say, you want any of this tucker, Ambry? Jolly tasty stuff, what?
Ambrovina cast a jaundiced eye over the mixed mess of congealed chestnut and mushroom bake mingling with blackberry tart.
Aye, give it to me, will you?
Diggs reluctantly passed the bag to her.
Have a bite or two, but leave some for a famished young chap. Share and share alike, what?
She flicked the lot off into the undergrowth.
This is not the time for meals. We'll eat when we get to Redwall Abbey. Now, shake a paw, will you?
Diggs increased his pace, knowing it would be unwise to argue with a badger of his companion's size. However, that did not stop him chuntering to himself.
Shameful waste, that's what it is. Chucking good scoff away to the blinking insects. By the left, if my old mess sergeant caught you doing that, Mom, you'd be on a real fizzer, quarter seasoned in the blooming guardhouse. Ha! And you'd richly deserve it.
They passed on, leaving the half-finished bag of food hanging from a bramble in the undergrowth. A scrawny paw reached out and retrieved it. Gliv clutched the bag to her, crawling back through the bushes to where Valea lay resting. The sable's glistening eyes watched the stoat keenly.
Who was that passing by? What did you steal from them?
Gliv sat down just out of reach. She began eating from the bag.
It was just one of those rabbits and a big striped dog. From what they were saying, I think they're bound for that abbey. Looked like Zwilt will have a fight on his paws if and he has to face the striped dog. She was big. Looked like a fighter to me.
The injured sable queen was inching closer.
And they gave you those victuals.
Gliv stuffed a pawful of Mumsy's food down, licking her blackberry-stained mouth.
Course they never gave me it. The striped dog slung it away, said they didn't have time for meals.
Holding a wounded side, Valea rolled rapidly over, seizing the bag from Gliv. Casting aside any pretense to daintiness, she wolfed the remainder down.
Go and find me some water. I'm thirsty.
The stoat sneered.
Feeling better, are we? You'll soon be up and about. Thought you was going to die for a while back there.
Valea stood up, leaning against the sycamore.
No time for dying. I've got a score to settle.
Gliv grinned coldly.
So have we both.